At 8:23, this is KERA News. I'm Sam Baker. Plano City Councilman Tom Harrison will face a special recall election in November. A group in Plano last week submitted a recall petition with 4,400 signatures. The city secretary declared it valid yesterday, and the city council voted 6-0 to call an election. One member abstained. Harrison drew criticism from residents and his council colleagues for sharing a Facebook post that promoted a ban on Islam in schools. Residents seeking to oust Harrison called the post racist, bigoted, and not representative of their city. Harrison says he won't resign and says he is not a racist. Under the city charter, Harrison can request a public hearing. He's asked for one and wants it scheduled for the next council meeting on April 23rd. A 2016 study found the state maternal mortality rate doubled in a two-year period, but a new study published in Obstetrics and Gynecology found a majority of maternal deaths were coded incorrectly in death certificates. Sonia Beva is an epidemiologist with the State Health Services Department. She and other researchers combed through records, checked state databases, and called some of the people who reported the maternal deaths.
They would admit that they made a mistake or that there was no way that the woman was pregnant. And so for the majority of cases, we did obtain the relevant information and found out that a vast majority were labeled incorrectly.
Using that revised method, the number of reported maternal deaths in 2012 fell from 147 to 56. The State Health Services Department says the misclassifications likely occurred because a wrong option was selected in an electronic system. Usage of that system increased by more than 40% between 2010 and 2012. The Dallas School District last fall bought a plot of land in the Vickery Meadow neighborhood for a new elementary school, but there's an apartment complex on that land and dozens of people still live there. KERA's Stephanie Kuo reports those tenants, many of them low income, are having a tough time moving.
The North Park Terrace Apartments has been a bit of a ghost town for the past few months. Tenants of this 300-unit complex began moving out back in October. Since then, workers have been boarding up apartment windows and doors one by one. With demolition slated for the end of the summer, the complex has fallen a bit into disarray. Residents say garbage is piling up, repair requests are going unanswered, and security is slacking. And Vincent Starnes and his wife, Janice Connolly, are living in the middle of this.
They haven't done nothing. It's a lot of things that they were letting go around here, and they knew it was happening.
All the while, they're still paying rent while having to save up to pay for a new place. The school district is offering $1,200 to help residents cover security deposits and application fees, and a couple hundred more to help with moving costs. The issue, though, tenants like Starnes and Connolly don't think it's enough, and they won't be getting any of that money up front.
How are they going to tell me to move out of here and I'm paying rent? You're going to just tell me you got to go, but they ain't going to give you no money to get where you're going.
You want me to pay you and then save my money to move? How can I do both? I can't do both.
That's just the beginning of a long list of demands from the tenants. Supawan Lervisit is an attorney with Legal Aid of Northwest Texas and is representing the North Park Terrace tenants.
As a government entity, DISD has to provide relocation help to the tenants. And they also, as a landlord, need to keep up with their basic landlord-tenant duties. And what we've been hearing from the tenants is that they're not really being able to do both or either.
The property management company, DFW Advisors, which is overseeing North Park Terrace, referred KERA's questions about the apartment to the Dallas School District. Scott Lane is the deputy superintendent of operations for DISD.
You know, it's an unfortunate situation in that, you know, they are going to have to relocate to a new place, and we work with the individuals. We try and do it to where it's as least disruptive as possible to the tenants, but invariably they will have to move at some point. So again, we try and work with them.
The new school will help ease overcrowding at nearby Jill Stone Elementary. The district had originally wanted to build the new school on nearby commercial property off Skillman Street and Abrams Road, but backed off after business owners protested. And this isn't the first time DISD has had to displace residents and small business owners to build new schools. It happened with Sam Tasby Middle School in Vickery Meadow and O.M. Roberts Elementary in Jubilee Park. Scott Lane says a new school is an opportunity for growth.
And I would like to look at the positive side and what we're going to do for the community here by building a new school. I know it's difficult for them. We'll do everything we can to help them relocate in the best manner possible.
Here's how tenants at North Park Terrace hope that can happen. They want better upkeep of the property while they're still living there, or reduced rents if repairs aren't possible. They want more adequate translations of documents for Spanish-speaking tenants. And ultimately, they want help staying in the neighborhood so students can continue going to school in Dallas ISD, and so people don't have to travel too far from their jobs or the services they may rely on in Vickery Meadow. Attorney Supa Wandler Visit says that hasn't been happening.
Tenants have said that they're just being pressured to move out.
Many of the residents who live at North Park Terrace are there because of low incomes, immigration status, poor credit, as well as criminal or eviction histories. And it's affordable. They're paying around $700 a month for a one-bedroom apartment. That's compared to the average $1,000 monthly rent elsewhere in Dallas. But rents are going up in Vickery Meadow, too, because of development in the area. And Lur Visit says in a vulnerable community like this, change can be difficult.
And so all of that added together creates what we call a residential instability, right? So it makes it more likely that wherever these tenants move to, they might be forced out again or evicted again because of all these issues.
Tenants met with school district officials last week, and their attorneys feel good about the meeting. Lur Visit says the tenants have accepted that they have to go by the end of June. They just want this process to be easier and more equitable. Stephanie Kuo, KERA News.
And finally, a reminder, we will carry live NPR coverage of Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg's testimony at a joint hearing of the Senate Judiciary and Commerce Committees that begins at 1 this afternoon on KERA 90.1 and streaming at KERA.org. In the forecast, a high near 70 under sunny skies, clear tonight with a low around 50, and then tomorrow sunny with a high near 78. It's 50 degrees now in Dallas, 48 in Fort Worth,